optional skate. What can you tell us about your lineup today?
It will be the same, with the exception of Nathan Boyle. You'll go in.
For?
Carl.
Nick Shore joins the group. Just want to give him another day, or how are you kind of approaching
this? We run some different things than he's been used to in the neutral zone, and some of our systems are different. So he'll get a chance to watch the video today. He'll watch the game with one of the coaches up top, and then we'll get a full practice with him. But the idea would be we'll get him in the lineup as soon as we feel he's comfortable with what we run.
What does Nathan bring you on the blue line, maybe compared to Carl?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that I'm positive with this, because when you're comparing two players, you always sound like you're talking about a deficit. But there's a physical strength with him, competitive in corners. This is going to be a really heavy game here tonight. We feel that they'll really try to make sure they establish a physical forecheck on our back end. Nathan's used to that, can handle that. Been a part of a penalty killing group that's really come together and played quite well. So it takes some minutes off Pionk and Morrissey, which is what we'd like to do in that P kill role. So we like not just his game, but also what it does for our group and how we can employ them.
We probably would prefer not to play a back to back after beating someone 5-1. Is there much carryover from the other team? It's like a
sure. They have that emotional advantage coming into a game here. But these are important learning things. So the game plan against us has been pretty clear, not just from Dallas, but all teams. They're going to put a lot of pucks deep and try to get heavy in on that forecheck. And our breakouts under pressure have improved dramatically over the year, in part because the volume's come up. We've had a chance to practice it. But these are important things to learn, and it helps you identify your game. Western Conference is heavy, and we have to learn to play as fast as we possibly can. One of the things we've been good at is weathering the storm of it when we needed to, and play a very simple game early. It's probably why you see a lot of one goal or 0-0 scores after the first. Play the first one fairly tight.
Would you like to see more other home and homes or back-to-backs?
I would.
Or, I mean, there's been some talk about Jonathan Tate's schedule, or maybe you do similar to baseball where there's some three-game series even.
We did that once in Van, did we not? Did we not play twice in Vancouver a couple years ago? I do like the back-to-back. It's more fun. Your pre-scout changes completely, right? So instead of just the next team, it's what are the adjustments they're going to make, what was good in your game. So you get to feel like you're coaching a little more like a playoff series, because you're trying to anticipate adjustments to their game as well. And the travel then is flat, right? So you know, maybe what each team comes into is changes things, but for the most part, both teams are dealing with the same rest, the same travel.
How has Nikolaj Ehlers grown into your leading goal scorer? I mean, there's always talent there, obviously, but he seems to have taken it to another level.
So on the simplest explanation, I would say he is now thinking like a shooter every time he touches the puck. And that's when all the other things work for him. He's playing at a higher pace. He's looking for a hole. He's looking for a way to get the puck to the net, which makes him a threat. So if he gets any edge on any one defender and he looks like he might shoot the puck, someone else starts to cover over on that, right? Somebody tries to help, which will open up the other plays. So he's, for me, skating like a shooter, and that is the driver. He's also maturing, right? He's in more physical battles are confident, more physically engaged on pucks now. His back check is better. His play along the wall's gotten better. He's, becoming a defensive contributor as well. I also thought he was doing that before he started playing with Blake. But since he's gone with Blake, we're seeing even more of it.
How about you going to the dirtier areas? He's the first to admit he didn't spend a lot of time there, junior.
Wouldn't have needed to, right?
Right. How have you convinced him to go there, and what have you seen in terms of
potential? So it wouldn't have been specific to Nikolaj that we need to be net front. We just felt off our offensive game last year, there weren't enough basic puck to the net plays, like two of our goals against Dallas, same as Kyle's goal. Instead of getting out to a flank or looking for an open seam off to the side, it's just somebody needs to be at the net front, and both those guys were willing to do that. You get, and even if you're not scoring there, the deflections that happen around the net draw the defensive team closer to the net, gives you an opportunity to touch the puck first, but it also keeps them from the 3-on-2 going the other way quickly.
You had
got a lot of good shot blockers on this team, but with it comes risk. I mean, it's one of those hazards of the job, and you lost Boileau for a while there. How important has that been to your club with the kind of defense you run? And yet, do you wince every time it happens?
Really important on the penalty kill. We're getting one or two more blocks. Lucas Pease has done a real nice job with that. We've got a bunch of guys willing to do that. Our defensive game is not, our D-zone coverage game is not built to sit deep around our net. And when there are teams that excel at doing that, but they block an awful lot of shots, and those are hard shots to block. We want more pressure on the puck carrier. When you change the gap, you'll have defensemen take wrist shots more often. You'll have them put that puck back down the wall. So we like to think the way we defend takes out the shot blocking need. But at the end of the day, there's still going to be times when you're collapsed and the puck goes out to the point and somebody's got to block a shot.
Is that decision to play that way partly injury prevention or no?
No,
just the way
it's built for our wingers.
Right,
we have some really quick but not necessarily shot-blocking wingers here. We want Kyle Connor on the puck as hard as he can, discourage the shot, take away the shot line, and once every two or three games, get in front of one.
When you claim a guy like Nick, do you have to do now a deep dive on him, where he's been in his history, or did you know everything you needed to know?
Yeah, I don't think any of that's changed. I think that was true always, right? You're looking at his junior program and you look at your organization, we have a number of people who've come through junior or really wired into American League teams. So you can, getting information on a player now is pretty easy, right? Yeah. It's not the vault. Well, as we're seeing here over the last few weeks, that whole room vault isn't true anymore. People are more than happy to talk about people, and that's a good thing. So we got a lot of really good reviews on him.
Did he play for your old team in KHL too, or no?
Yes, but not years after. So I never made that call, no.
Right.